Track 10, A Love Letter to Wells Next the Sea. With its stripy beach huts, quaint harbour and golden sands edged by pine trees, Wells Next the Sea is a perfect seaside town.
The jewel of the North Norfolk coast sits between Holkham and Blakeney. Mentioned in the Domesday Book, its name is believed to come from the town's numerous clear spring wells. For centuries it was an important and bustling port, and the town was a major producer of malt, the legacy of which is its enduring character and charm. Where to stay? Wells has recently been named one of the best places in the country to go for a dog-friendly holiday. As well as there being lots of lovely locations for walkies, a survey by PetSure found that three-quarters of the town's hotels are happy to welcome four-legged friends. One of those is The Globe. It's in a gorgeous location overlooking the Georgian Batlands, a 10-minute walk from the picturesque harbour, and all the bedrooms are dog-friendly. If you book a Sandy Paws stay, there are some extra treats included, including a breakfast sausage. Four-legged visitors even have their own dedicated menu, which includes a range of Denzel snacks and alcohol-free posh pooch wine. There's plenty to keep the humans happy too. Stylish decor, comfy beds and bathrooms fully stocked with delicious smellies and a hearty breakfast. What to do? Grab your bucket and spade for a day at the beach. You could even hire one of the famous huts in case the weather isn't feeling cooperative. An electric shuttle bus runs between the town and the beach during the summer up to October, if you don't fancy the walk. To get a different perspective, the Coastal Exploration Company runs a range of sailing trips out of Wells with varying degrees of adventure. Or take a trip back in time on the Wells and Walsingham Light Railway. In an area of outstanding natural beauty, this stretch of the coast is a haven for bird watchers, with walking routes through some stunning scenery, and you're just a stone's throw away from the wild, untamed beauty of Holkham. Keep an eye out for the lifeboat horse sculpture being revealed by the changing tides in the harbour. This was created by the artist Rachel Long in tribute to the horses that, in the past, pulled the town's lifeboat from the quay to Holkham Gap. Wells Carnival, which has been held for more than 100 years, is this month. It runs for 10 days from August the 2nd, with Carnival Day and the colourful parade on August the 10th. There will also be a sandcastle competition, gillying, that's crabbing, on the quay, the crowning of the Carnival Royals, and film screenings and live music at the Butlands. Where to eat? Well, no trip to Wells is complete without fish and chips al fresco on the quay, and summer evenings see long queues forming outside Platten's and French's. If you're planning a beach day, pick up some treats for your picnic en route from the Picnic Hut on Staithe Street, Wells Deli and Two Magpies Bakery on the quay, or Wells Beach Cafe. For seafood, head to Wells Crab House, which was named Best Seafood Establishment and Restaurant of the Year at the Food Awards England 2023 and has made the shortlist for the 2024 awards. Bangin' Wells Bistro and Bar is a relaxed and fun place to spend an evening, and Pizzeria Flower on the quay is the newest addition to the town's foodie scene. Where to shop? You can easily while away an afternoon exploring the independent shops which line Staithe Street. We love Glitter and Mud's colourful hoodies, which are perfect for a breezy day on the beach, browsing for second-hand reads at Crabpot Books, and stocking up our larder at Arthur Howell Butcher's Bakery and Fishmongers. Alexandra Howell Deli and Country Garden Greengrocers, we love their displays of tasty-looking produce. We've never been known to leave homeware shop bringing the outside in without buying a new plant pot, and Nomad and the Bowerbird stock fab fashion brands, including King Louis, Sugar Hill Brighton, and FRNCH.